Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this 22nd day of September 2020. There's a lot of twos, and I hope you're having a great day. I know I have definitely walked through my own struggles lately, and I know I'm not alone in that, and so I just want to let you know that I've counted it a privilege to be able to pray for you today, and I know that you probably are carrying a heavy burden, so I pray that maybe hearing today's scripture or being prayed for will just be a welcome help in times of trouble. So we have jumped over to Galatians 3 now. We're in verses 1 through 14 in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. You foolish people of Galatia, who has put you under an evil spell? When I preached, I clearly showed you that Jesus Christ has been nailed to the cross. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law? Or did you receive the Spirit by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? You began by the Holy Spirit, and now trying to finish God's work in your own by your own strength? Have you experienced so much for nothing? And was it really for nothing? So I ask you again, how does God give you His Spirit? How does He work miracles among you? Is it by doing what the law says? Or is it by believing what you have heard? In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God was pleased with Abraham because he believed. So his faith made him right with God. So you see, those who have faith are children of Abraham. Long ago, Scripture knew that God would make the Gentiles right with himself. He would do this by their faith in him. He announced the good news ahead of time to Abraham. God said, "All nations will be blessed because of you." So those who depend on faith are blessed along with Abraham. He was the man of faith. All who depend on obeying the law are under a curse. It is written, "May everyone who doesn't continue to do everything written in the book of the law be under God's curse." We know that no one who depends on the law is made right with God. This is because the one who is right with God will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. In fact, it is just the opposite. It teaches that the person who does these things will live by them. Christ set us free from the curse of the law. He did it by becoming a curse for us. It is written, "Everyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse." Christ Jesus set us free so that the blessing given to Abraham would come to the Gentiles through Christ. He did it so that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. The promised Spirit comes by believing in Christ. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. That's a hard one, Lord, but we do want to believe. And we thank you for the example of Abraham in the Old Testament, that he believed what you were going to do, and that was counted to him as righteousness. And so, Lord, you're not after perfect obedience. You are actually after our hearts. And our hearts are the places where we choose to believe you. And so, Lord, we just pray today that you would do some heart surgery on us, especially if we've had areas of our lives where we've just kind of been out of control, or we just have indulged ourselves, or we have just been, another way to put it is maybe we've been too much in control and trying to create outcomes in our own strength. And so, Lord, we just choose to surrender right now. Teach us what it means to have faith in you, not in our own abilities, not in our ability to control our situation, not in our wherewithal or our bootstraps, but in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for the freedom of that walking with you is simply recognizing that the Spirit lives within us, and that Spirit is alive and well and will lead us and guide us and give us the strength we need for today. And Lord, I need strength today. I'm just going to be super honest and just say, I'm weak. I'm discouraged. And if I am weak and discouraged, I'm guessing there are others out there who are weak and discouraged as well. Would you be the lifter of our heads today? Would you be the one who walks with us in this journey? Help us to know way down to the bottom of our feet that you will not leave us, that you will not forsake us, that you will be with us. I love that word, Emmanuel, God with us. And we just need to be reminded of your presence today. Need to be reminded of your care for us. And Lord, help us not to become so myopic that we only concentrate on our needs and what we want, but that we are also available to see the needs of other people, to look out into this crazy world and be able to meet the needs of others because we love you, not out of obligation or trying to be cool or to be recognized, but simply because you love those folks too. So Lord, help us to have our hearts break at the things that break your heart, and help us to have your eyes for this world and your empathy for those who hurt. And as we ask that, we ask, Lord, that you would show us that you have empathy for us and that you are with us. Thank you for that ahead of time. Thank you for showing us that ahead of time, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can be one of our sponsors, an advertising sponsor. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and find out more about those. They're very affordable rates, and we're already past 1 million people listening to the show. So, or I guess better said is 1 million listens to the show. So we're reaching a wide audience, and this would be particularly great for books or ministries or anything like that. So email me at mary@marydemuth.com. And if you have a testimony to share, then you can do that there as well. So thanks so much and have an amazing day. You are well loved, and God has promised he will never leave you. He will never forsake you.